This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Early on in the morning of August 2nd, Councillor Shelley Carroll, alongside city staff, kicked off the Alcohol Consumption in Public Parks pilot program. In 27 parks across the city, Torontonians are freely allowed to consume beverages that contain alcohol within the grounds of the parks. Toronto is the first municipality in Ontario to adopt this pilot program, but not the first in the country, with Montreal and Vancouver adopting this before Toronto, as well as Alberta, allowing it throughout the whole province in 2020. Councillor Carroll says that the city intends to follow in the footsteps of the other cities and provinces.
This pilot program starts today based on successful experiences in other Canadian cities and with the guidance of our public health department. All of the parks that are included in the pilot were chosen in a real partnership between city staff and local councillors. Toronto is the first city in Ontario to introduce a pilot program of this kind. We know that all eyes are upon us across Ontario and especially across the GTA, but we're taking the lead from other cities across Canada. Cities like Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton have all done pilots just like this one, and so we were able to stand on their shoulders and use some of their best learnings.
To make sure the bylaws are being followed, there will be regular patrols of the 27 parks. The city has not hired any additional bylaw officers, says Carrolls. Councillor Carroll says that there are currently 31 bylaw officers in Toronto that deal with parks and open spaces. Park hours will remain the same throughout the duration of the pilot program. The parks were selected through councillors volunteering open spaces in their wards to participate in the program. With over 1,500 parks in the city, to be selected, it had to fit a specific criteria to be considered. These include access to drinkable water and public washrooms, as well as a safe distance away from bodies of water and steep hills. While drinking in the participating parks is now allowed, public intoxication is still illegal. Other rules have been set in place to make sure alcohol is being consumed safely and responsibly.
During the pilot program, people can consume alcohol in the 27 pilot parks only if they are 19 years of age or older. That makes common sense. You cannot drink alcohol within 2 meters of playgrounds, of wading pools and splash pads, of skate parks, or within 2 meters of an outdoor swimming pool. All of that makes common sense to the enjoyment of the park. No one can sell or serve alcohol to the public at a park without a permit. That doesn't change. Or supply people with alcohol who are 19 years of age or younger. You have to be careful of that. And finally, you cannot drink in parks that are not part of the pilot. The well-being of our residents and visitors continues to be the city's priority. So we'll be monitoring this pilot very closely for its impact on public safety and on cleanliness. Beverage containers, recycling bins, have already been added to the park. So that's additional beverage container recycling bins. And they've been added to just those pilot parks to mitigate waste issues. And of course, taking care of your own waste as a result of alcohol enjoyment is just part of responsible enjoyment.
The program will be running for the next 2 months, with it ending on Monday, October 9th.
Our bylaw officers from Municipal Licensing and Standards will be taking an education-first approach, and they'll take that approach in all parks, both in and out of the pilot, to help folks learn the new rules. Park users are still expected to follow all existing laws and bylaws, including the rules against littering and others that they may already know. Of course, over the course of the pilot, which runs until October 9th, from today until October 9th, staff will have a chance to evaluate whether this is a program that we can accommodate safely and without compromising the experience of other park users into the long run. The city will be monitoring and evaluating this pilot through 311 reporting, through on-site monitoring in each of those parks, and through an online public survey. Starting today and until the pilot concludes October 9th, residents and visitors can access that survey online.